the fucking most perverted shit. It's fantastic. He said that thing that unfunny comedian said.
This is turning. This turns into a porno, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Cody.
Oh God. Okay, had enough of looking at penis for the day.
All right. Well, hey, Cody.
Oh God. What?
Where you guys been?
Here, around. We only ever talk on the weekends, Marcus. What do you mean, where have I been?
It's just been a minute, Cody. It's been too long.
Are you excited to come home?
Yeah. I'm really stoked.
That's good.
All I want to do is come home.
You're going to sleep on Wyatt's couch, right?
What's on Wyatt's couch?
What was that couch He said it was that couch that you slept on at his house. That leather one?
The leather one. Did I sleep on that?
I don't know, did you?
I don't know. I usually slept on, at Wyatt's house?
Yeah, it was the one right outside my door, bro.
Let's see. Oh, I never slept on that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I slept on your, the fucking, what's it called? The bunk beds. The bunk beds downstairs.
We didn't have those the whole time.
Oh. Well, I sleep wherever, bro. I can sleep on the ground. I don't give a shit.
Actually, I do have carpet, so that might be okay.
That will be fine.
So now, if the Skype call is really laggy, I can still berate Wyatt just by walking over there.
Oh.
Except I won't open my door.
You guys are living next to each other?
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you not? You're so out of loop.
Well, it's been an entire week.
As of Monday.
As of Monday, yeah. He lives in the building that's right next to mine.
I thought he's in the same fucking building and everything.
Well, I mean, it's less than a minute walk to his place, so.
I can throw a rock and hit his front door.
I was thinking, next door neighbors.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to do that.
Oh, why not? You don't want to, hear him through the walls and shit?
One of us is a little louder than the other.
Yeah, Cody's going to bring home some, fine piece of ass, and he's going to slam hound that shit.
Whoa.
You're going to have to fucking hear it.
Whoa. Language. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a Christian straight talk. Other trash.
None of that trash. I don't like that trash on straight talk. Did you listen to the Dark Souls one?
Yeah, dude, I loved it.
I don't think I've said fuck more than that in my entire life.
It's so funny.
I hate it. I hate that game. I'll play something a little more G-rated.
It's easy. Once you understand it, it's easy.
Once you've played it 8 times, Marcus, it gets so easy.
It's really easy once you play it 8 times. Even the second time, I was like, oh, God, this is easy.
Oh, dude, my autosave. It happened. Damn it. My game's over on Kingdoms of Amalur.
Oh, what happened?
I'm stuck in the ground. If I could show you my screen, it'd be me running around in circles, in the fucking ground, because I can't get out. There's no jumping option. Oh, fuck. There's got to be something I can do.
All right, Cody, I'm going to go buy more shisha today because we're out.
Aw, really? Did we smoke it all last night?
Smoking shit?
We did. It was burnt to a crisp, too.
Shisha? Smoking the hookie? The tasty tabacky?
The wacky.
not the wacky! Marcus! Have you been smoking the wacky tabacky? And
the wacky. Dude, I'm fucked. I can't. Oh, I'm so upset.
Why?
Oh, I can't play my game anymore.
Game. Yeah. Kingdoms of Amalur.
I have to start over. I'm not starting this game over. Oh, God damn, I'm starting this game over.
I've never beaten it.
I've had the game for, over a year now, and I've never beaten it.
Sounds like a personal problem.
It is a personal problem. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Okay. What should I play then? Skyrim? Borderlands?
Awesome Knots.
I don't have that.
If I buy it, will you play it with me?
Is it on sale?
I don't know. It was last week.
I will. I will if you buy it. I'll play the fuck out. I heard it's a MOBA. It's like a 2D MOBA.
It is.
It's like a 2D MOBA.
That sounds fucking awesome. I would love that. What about Scribblenauts? That looks like a fun game.
I have it pirated.
Fun.
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
It is.
This is something I should take a look at.
If you get it for free, don't pay money for it.
Don't pay money for that. Is it indie? No.
No. No, it's Sony. It's all the fucking way Sony.
Oh, that's depressing.
every 5 seconds you get a reminder of that, by the way.
It's like, oh yeah, product placement. Buy Mountain Dew. Gamer Fuel.
Gamer Fuel. Double kill.
We want the PlayStation 4 to be a platform where nothing gets in between you and the game. So here's a bunch of stuff that gets in between you and the game.
Dude, I do not want that shit to come out. I'm actually upset. PlayStation 4.
Butt hurt.
Dude, that's going to be terrible.
Yeah. But it's at least we get to play Diablo 3 on it. That's cool. Right?
Diablo?
Oh, it's going to be on PS4, not PS3?
No, it's going to be both.
Backwards compatibility.
No,
whoa,
no,
that's
no,
weird.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, you went way too fast through that market.
Yeah, don't get ahead of yourself.
Mad.
It is not backwards compatible,
not
but
backwards.
It is releasing on both.
You
need to watch
yourself.
You think
Sony's really going to let their console be backwards compatible?
Not only is it not backwards compatible, not only is it not backwards compatible, there's software built in that prevents you from playing used games.
Oh, yeah, that new DRM. That's like something that everyone's hating. Like, every rental company is, like, flipping the fuck out.
Oh, no. The rental companies can get by because they sell other things. It's GameStop that's like, well, fuck it, go home. We're done.
Oh, their buyback system?
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like half their business is gone.
GameStop
oh, it's more than half.
It's gone.
What about, that's terrible. Like, what does it do, though? Like,
As soon as you put a CD into the console, those two are connected, and that disc will only ever work on that console. So you better fucking hope. You better fucking hope you're a one PlayStation family, okay?
Oh, so me and your brother couldn't even share, like.
No, sir.
You share a game.
Sec.
Oh. What else is there? Oh, yeah, have you looked at Watch Dogs?
Watch Dogs.
Have you looked at Watch Dogs?
No.
Oh, my God. I've busted a nut repeatedly over that game. It is beautiful. I can't wait. You need to look at it. You need to take a look at that there game. That Watch Dogs.
Oh, is that the...
You take over everything. Like, anything that has to do with electricity, like, anything that can be up on a network will be accessible by the,
oh,
the player.
I was thinking of Sleeping Dogs. Never mind.
Oh, that game sucks dick. That's made by Square Enix, and it's shit, and I can't stand it. The fact that I bought that, even though it was like $6, I'm mad. Mad that I bought that. I've been playing DayZ a little bit, because my a guy at work was telling me to check it out, and it hurts. It's like Dark Souls is frustrating, but this game's more frustrating. It's like being in the wilderness constantly on RuneScape.
Oh, yeah.
And if you die, I mean, it's
you lose everything
you've done. Yeah, everything you've done in the past 3 hours is gone. It's over. It's pretty sad.
Oh, man, you're going to try and catch up to me? Rocket Boots, fuck you.
Oh, we're playing some WoW.
Yeah.
Rocket Boots.
Rocket Boots, go suck a cock.
Hey, don't forget the glider. You can't forget the glider.
Oh, yeah, the fucking goblin glider.
There's a glider now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It allows you to steer while you're falling. It's
really
fucking good.
That's awesome. What about, this awesome Knots? Does it run pretty well, like, on shitty internet?
Oh, so easy, yeah.
It's pretty clean.
Oh, so easy. It's, yeah. I had a very bad experience with that game.
It's controller supported. That looks nice.
I don't use controllers.
What's with you and being a pussy controller user now?
Hey.
All right, man.
What?
You want to play it?
It allows me to sit back and play. Yeah, I'll play the fuck out of this. There's a shit ton of skins.
No, there's only like 6.
That's all I'm seeing on the DLC, so it's a shit ton.
Oh, okay.
They got a Metascore of 78.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's out of 100.
Oh, that's not so good.
It's pretty good. Metascore is like the Rotten Tomatoes of game critics. Metacritic, yeah. What the fuck? Yeah, they give, like, really sappy games really high scores that aren't even, like, really that good. Like, okay, Walking Dead, the game. Have you guys played those?
Latea loves it. I think it's stupid.
It's fucking point-and-click adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's like a point-and-click adventure with 2 different endings. Whoa. Yeah, Walking Dead got 92.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Walking Dead got 92.
Oh, fuck. That game was awful. I watched Latea play it, and I almost killed myself.
Yeah, and they keep releasing the same fucking... Like, it's a different story, like a different chapter, but for $20.
Oh, well, maybe... I guess maybe... Hers is on Xbox, but I assume it's the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
She's got it on her iPad and on the Xbox.
Wait, it's on the iPad?
It is, for $20. It's a $20 app.
So she spent $20?
No, her parents did.
What?
It was her birthday gift.
The iPad was.
No.
No,
the $20
game.
App.
Are you shitting me?
I wish I was.
That's not a birthday gift.
That's not a birthday gift.
That's like, anything on the iPad, like, an app is never a birthday gift.
$20 birthday gift.
It's, $20. $20 of something physical. You could buy her $20 of shit, and it'd be worth
more.
You
could give her $20.
Than an app. You could give her $20. Holy shit. Crazy idea.
Well, no. What's even worse about the whole situation is, it was done by her request.
You buy this for my birthday?
Yeah.
Can you get this for me for my birthday? No.
No. Here's
$20. I would have been like, give me some shoes. Something physical, not fucking app.
Not an app.
Fucking apps. Terrible. All apps are terrible. Like, any app-based game, I just... No. They're all bad.
No! I refuse to believe.
I'm not a mobile gamer. I can't do it. I've got a tablet, and I play games on it, but it's like, they're not that great. They're just all terrible. It's basically, I bought this thing so I'd have something to do when I'm taking a shit. Because I'm not in the States anymore, so I can't sit down and text everybody.
Oh, yeah, too bad, huh? I miss that.
I know you do. I'd send you fucking wisdom. Witcher 2, oh god.
Witcher 2 was okay.
Oh, it was awful.
Huh?
What?
Oh, you played it?
I didn't like
another
it.
Another game you're just bad at.
Hey!
It's not a very easy game at all. I don't think it's bad. I think it's really slow, and it's just a different style of game.
Like
I don't
Western,
think it's innately bad.
Those Western RPGs.
It was made by some Polish studio, and surprisingly, it actually worked.
It just feels clunky.
It's supposed to feel slow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's not like it doesn't have that nice flow.
Boots.
Oh god damn it. Yeah, it just doesn't have that flow. Like, Fable, as an RPG, like, it has a nice flow. It's just moving. You're always just...
Yeah.
The combat has a nice flow to it.
It's just because that's the way the combat is, though, I think. I think the Witcher combat isn't fluent, and it's not supposed to be. It's designed to where you have to think of, like, every encounter before you actually get into that encounter.
Yeah, kind of like Dragon Age.
Yeah, it's like that.
Like, fucking A.
Except a little bit less stupid than Dragon Age.
Well, Dragon Age 1 was great. Dragon Age 2...
Dragon Age 1 was okay if you played it on easy, because that was the only way to play it. If you played it on hard, you have to pause every 5 seconds and be like, what am I going to do? Because everything is impossible.
It's true.
Though, it was a pretty good game, because you didn't have to pause and you could just kind of like go through it. And the story was...
Micromanage. You had to micromanage like a motherfucker on that game.
Like microwing. I'm not Asian.
I'm not Asian. I don't like working while I play games. Sleeping so dogs. Speaking of Asians.
All right, Crody, I'm getting ready to go. You need to. Do you have
what?
Any flavor? Do you have any flavor inputs?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not the one buying it, so it's whatever you want, big dog.
Shut up. Pizza?
Do you want company? Do you want company to go?
I'm getting more chocolate mint for sure.
Okay, chocolate mint was pretty good.
Ice cream?
Yes.
Yes. Tobacco ice cream, to be precise.
Oh, that kind.
Lemon? You like lemon?
I don't think they have lemon at Smokin' Joe's.
Oh.
Although I guess I could go up to the Strip. We're just as close there, I guess.
Why is Smokin' Joe's still open?
Oh, dude, they've got so much fucking business now. They turned one of their whole walls into a hookah wall, and it's going very well for them.
Yeah, because they realize that Tennessee is nothing but hipsters now.
Oh, I was gonna say that the old guys that come in for cigars, like, will try and bum one every day. Every time I'm in there, like, do you have anything that you just want me to try, maybe, just to see? You have any extras just to try?
No, I don't. I want you to buy.
Go away,
$20 cigars. You don't just try these fucking things.
We're not hipsters in Tennessee, Marcus. We're hicksters.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
East Tennessee, even though, like, it's the most unique place, blah, 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 it's pretty kind of unique. I mean, it has its own little flavor of weirdness. Because you have kind of a mashup of, like, a liberal arts college, a big state school, with a bunch of fucking rednecks.
Now that I've gotten away from it, I look at it like the California of Tennessee. It's a bunch of people with without accents that think they're entitled. Everybody's full of entitlement in East Tennessee.
Hey, fuck you, Marcus. This is the mountains, okay? We own the mountains here.
I'm the king of the mountain.
I'm way too fucking fast for you, Rogue. I'm running around in circles.
Shut up, Cody. No one cares.
Here in East Tennessee, we're just better than some.
We're just better
than
some.
I like to
trap
my own parts and then huff them.
We drive. What do we drive in Tennessee?
We drive big fucking trucks.
We drive big
jacked up
trucks
all the way. But have
we
ever
not,
been mugged?
Although we are self-entitled, we have not jumped on the eco bandwagon yet.
Fuck that.
We also don't have a state income tax. So if you're looking to live in a place that's dirt cheap, even in the most expensive communities, come to Tennessee.
It's pretty sweet, actually. My taxes, they're magical. I don't do shit.
I feel like people who live on the border of another state, they live in Tennessee, but they go grocery shopping in Georgia. They're double dipping. You're un-American.
No sales and no income? What?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta do that. That's
my goal. That's my goal in life. There's a couple other states that don't have income tax.
Or you can just order everything on Amazon and not pay.
Yeah. Oh no, I got a hateful email.
No, that use tax. Don't listen to that thing.
Yeah, I know. Amazon was like, we didn't report this.
Oh yeah, I got a couple of those, and I didn't fucking file it.
No. I had Bram read it and look over it. He goes to Amazon too. He says those are empty threats.
Okay. Cool.
I think it's Amazon trying to get people in Tennessee to be like, oh, we don't want tax on that.
No. He was saying for them to come after you, they would have to come and prove that every single thing you ordered was not a gift and that you personally used it.
Ah.
Because it's a use tax.
My shit's broken. It's all missing.
Is Amazon doesn't want there to be a tax, so they tell people, it doesn't have a tax, but it might, blah, blah, blah. Because that's kind of what they did in California. When California passed the law saying Amazon had to do tax, instead of sending emails like that, Amazon went to retail outlets, had employees stand outside like a Walmart and say, hey, listen, they make us do this tax, but if you sign this petition, then we can try and get the law reversed. Because in California, you can do petitions for that kind of shit and actually change laws. You can't do that in Tennessee. But are you going to Smoking Joe's?
I was going to, but then you guys kind of got me off track.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to go, I'd be like, hey, I'm a body, and you have two seats in your car.
No, Latay's going with me.
No, I can drive!
Sorry.
Come on. I'm bored. See, Wyatt just doesn't want to hang out with me, Marcus. Now that he's moved over here, I'm like, we have
you've been, every night that I've lived here, you've been over here.
We have had an unprecedented chance to hang out.
No, I'm serious. Every single day that I've lived here, you've been here.
You invited me over last night.
Don't give me your shit. You've been here every day, you stupid. And it's only
you invited me over last night.
You're such a dumb cunt.
Well, I want to go to Smoking Joe's with you guys.
Smoking Joe's.
I can drive. I'll drive. Free gas.
Free gas. Free ride.
Come on. Come in.
Listen, Wyatt's just sighing.
I don't know, he just doesn't like me anymore now that we live next to each
other. I moved into the wrong fucking neighborhood, that's all I'm saying.
Fuck you, Cody, I'm dying. He
doesn't like me anymore, Marcus. I feel like I'm unwanted in Wyatt's life.
No, Latana, I'll come fucking get you in a second.
Oh, is she already there?
No, not yet, she's on her way here.
Okay, I'm gonna do questions. Well, I need to get asthma medicine, and I need to sit down, and, can we go, in an hour and a half? Is that good for you?
Yeah, sure. You know what? Be ready in an hour and a half.
Just kidding.
Gotta take a shower. Take a shit.
I hate people who do that. Marcus?
I was going to say Tiny. I was going to say Tiny.
Let's go out.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Marcus, that is you. You're like, guys, let's go. Never mind. I'm going to go get ready. I lied.
And we sit there, and we get, on a tangent. And you're like, I still have to take a shower.
Yeah.
30 minutes later.
Fuck it.
The place
like
that
I
we're going
lunch.
To is already about to close.
Looks like I don't get lunch. I'm going to have to eat some green disco and Nilla wafers. That's going to be my lunch at Marcus's house now.
Green
Thanks.
Disco.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. It's just too much fun. It's just too much fun with Wyatt and Marcus.
I want to come home.
We're going to have a big party, right?
I don't know.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Because we need to get everybody back together, including the extended family, like Tiny and Charlie.
Yes. They're not extended. They're just...
They're kind of extended. Marcus, why don't you just go burn in Hiffle?
Hiffle?
Hiffle, yeah.
What the fuck, Hiffle?
House for okay. Infinite Losers?
No. Home for Infinite Losers. It was... You not remember in Dragon Ball Z, they didn't say Hell. They changed the name of Hell to Hiffle. Which
oh,
stood
right.
for Home for Infinite Losers.
Oh, that's right.
That's like one of those moments in like animation that's just genius that they did that. Because they turned something that they couldn't say, instead of just censoring it, they turned it into something that stupid and funny.
That will forever be funny.
For Infinite Losers. Oh my God.
All right.
Hold on.
What?
In a good discussion.
Is Latoya here?
Hey, Wyatt.
Yeah.
She's not here.
She's not here.
We're gonna,
no.
Okay.
Get Latoya to say bye.
Wait, what do you want from Latoya?
I want her to say bye.
All right. We're going to go. Cody, we're going to come pick you up, and we'll go.
Okay. Right okay. now?
Yes, get ready. Bye.
Hold on.
No.
What?
Latoya says bye. Latoya. Latoya says bye. Hey, Latoya.
What are you doing?
Recording and shit.
Oh, I'm not on this one?
You're not on this one.
You can go smoke.
We're really sad.
And then
I provide quite a bit to these shows.
No, you have. You provide a lot.
You were
except the last one. The last one, you're really quiet.
Latoya, I will explain your actual role.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And we'll be back on, though. Okay, Marcus.
All right, man. I'll be up for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be back soon. See you, man.
All right, see you guys.
See you.